death by light bulb. Oh, as I mentioned during my healthcare hazard of the week, I want to share with you the proper protocol for cleaning up after a broken CFL light bulb. CFL stands for compact fluorescent light bulb, the new curly Q white ones that are supposed to save energy, whatever that means. Now keep in mind, these new CFLs contain mercury, a toxic element, whereby the inhalation of mercury vapor can produce harmful effects on the nervous, digestive, and immune systems, lungs, and kidneys, and may be fatal. In addition, they give off huge amounts of electromagnetic frequencies and high amounts of ultraviolet rays. Researchers have found that ultraviolet radiation seeping through CFL bulbs may damage skin cells, which indicate that exposure to CFL bulbs might be responsible for exacerbating certain skin conditions and skin cancer in humans. The issue comes from how CFLs are designed. Fluorescent lamps, large and compact, work by using electricity to excite mercury vapor inside the bulb. The excited vapor then emits invisible ultraviolet light that is absorbed by the bulb's phosphor coating. In turn, the coating re-emits the energy as visible light. Just a little science class here. But researchers found that UV light leaks more from CFLs compared to standard fluorescent tubes because the smaller diameter of the glass, coupled with its twists and turns, creates more spaces where the phosphor coating chips away, therefore letting more UV light escape. So now, let me share with you the guidelines taken directly from the Environmental Protection Agency's website. Instructions that we didn't need with the old-timey safe incandescent light bulbs. And this is all quoted. They say, before cleanup, have people and pets leave the room. Air out the room for 5 to 10 minutes by opening a window or door to the outdoor environment. Shut off the central forced air heating air conditioning system if you have one. Collect materials needed to clean up broken bulb. Stiff paper or cardboard. Sticky tape. Damp paper towels or disposable wet wipes for hard surfaces. And a glass jar with a metal lid or a sealable plastic bag. During cleanup, in all capital letters, it says, do not vacuum. Vacuuming is not recommended unless broken glass remains after all other cleanup steps have been taken. Vacuuming could spread mercury-containing powder or mercury vapor. Be thorough in collecting broken glass and visible powder. Scoop up glass fragments and powder using stiff paper or cardboard. Use sticky tape, such as duct tape, to pick up any remaining small glass fragments and powder. Place the used tape in the glass jar or plastic bag. See the detailed cleanup instructions for more information and for differences in cleaning up hard surfaces versus carpeting or rugs. Place cleanup materials in a sealable container. After cleanup, promptly place all bulb debris and cleanup materials, including vacuum cleaner bags, outdoors in a trash container or protected area until materials can be disposed of. Avoid leaving any bulb fragments or cleanup material indoors. Next, check with your local government about disposable requirements in your area, because some localities require fluorescent bulbs, broken or unbroken, be taken to a local recycling center. If there is no such requirement in your area, you can dispose of the materials with your household trash. If practical, continue to air out the room where the bulb was broken and leave the heating and the air conditioning system shut off for several hours. If you are concerned about your health after cleaning up a broken CFL, consult your local poison control center. End of quotes from the EPA website. Now, who is going to do this, or even know to do this, if and when a CFL bulb breaks? Is this outlined as a warning on the package? Do we really need to get rid of a perfectly safe lighting option such as the incandescent light bulb in exchange for this bizarre health hazard? And again, in the event that someone does break a CFL bulb and doesn't understand the dangers, here is something frightening. In a study published in 2011 in the Journal of Environmental Engineering Science, Jackson State University, researchers reported that even if left unattended for 24 hours, a broken bulb will release from 0.04 to 0.7 milligrams of mercury. I don't know what that means. The researchers found that it would take weeks for the amount of mercury vapor in the room to reach levels that would be hazardous to a child, and that can be avoided by quickly following the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's simple procedure for safe cleanup. Well, now that article is meant to make you feel good, that the amount is so small that as long as you clean up according to the EPA guidelines, you're okay. But what about the vast majority who will drag out the vacuum cleaner and blast the mercury vapor throughout the air? To me, that study simply confirms the danger. Doublespeak doesn't work here, folks. Now maybe you're sitting there thinking that I'm out of my mind to be concerned enough about a light bulb to even talk about it on this program. But keep in mind, it's all these seemingly little things that sneak into our everyday lives under the guise of smart this, savings that, that slowly but surely undermine our health. I don't know about you, but I don't want to turn on my lights and have to be concerned about ultraviolet light burning my skin, being bathed in a sea of high levels of electromagnetic frequencies, and heaven help us if I drop one. Mercury vapor inhalation? Death by light bulb. Is there a medical code for that?